and I was sickened by what I saw. And I have not watched it since.
Drigger says he too has questions about the incident, which started with a routine traffic stop. The department handed off the case to the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division.
We're under no obligation to turn an investigation over. We could have investigated this ourselves.
Mayor Summey says police already had about 100 body cameras on the way, and today the department ordered 150 more so that every officer will have one. Summey and the chief met with the Scott family this morning. He called them an outstanding family and promised a police escort for the funeral.
They're suffering. Those of you, however you choose to offer up prayers, please pray for this family and the time that they're going through.
Officer Slager is charged with murder and was fired from his job, but the city will provide medical coverage for his wife, who is 8 months pregnant, until the baby is born. That, the mayor says, is the humane thing to do. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in North Charleston, South Carolina.
As we just heard, city officials in North Charleston, in response to the shooting, plan to outfit their entire police department with body cameras. South Carolina State Representative Wendell Gilliard is pushing two bills that would introduce body camera technology in police departments statewide. I asked Gilliard about his reaction to Mayor Keith Summey's announcement and also to the civilian video that changed the course of this case.
First, I think the accolades needs to go out to the person who had the audacity to stand there and videotape this most unfortunate incident. Because if it were not for that video, you and I would not be having this discussion. There would have been no rally. Everybody would.